Hello, everybody. This is Sharon, a faith coach. How are you doing? How are you doing on day 86 of the Protecting My Peace series? I hope all is well. I hope you are holding up. You know I am, because I'm out here protecting my peace. That's why. Every day with the Lord God. That's right. Working things out. Taking things to Him. Getting direction. Yep. We need quiet time every day to do that. You might say, well, how is it quiet, Sharon, when you're bringing me in? When you're talking right now through the mic. Well, I bring you in because I'm talking out loud about what's on my mind. It's like an audio journal. And sometimes when I talk, when I speak to God, I'm speaking out loud about what's going on in the world. Yes, that's why a lot of times, even though it's about what's going on in my life for the most part, it does seem as though I'm talking to you. Because, in a sense, I am. Nevertheless, it's what's going on in my mind about what I'm thinking about and what's coming in my spirit. And you have a lot to do with that because you listen to the podcast. You get it? All right. But it's very focused, as well as the direction and the trajectory He has us all on. So we just have to keep going forward, never give up, and not let anything stop us, block us, or lock us, because it can happen without our permission. Nobody can do anything against you without you agreeing to it. I'm not talking about things you don't know. That's a different story. That's between them and God. And we know who's going to win that one. Come on. Right? All right. No conversation there. It's a waste of breath. Okay, so I'm out here, as I said, breathing. It's hot, humid, and the weather I don't like. But it's not as bad as it could be as some other days, so I'm not complaining. Anyway, you might hear my breathing as I'm walking. Dogs, cars, trucks, construction, noise, distractions. If we let it be, if we let them take up room in our lives. But we don't, right? We don't pay attention to the noise and the distractions. Forward march is our motto. So keep that in mind. All right? Keep it in the forefront of your mind and stay diligent, stay disciplined, and you will persevere. You will make it because of your determination and what you want to do in your life. In the business you want to build because of the gift that lives inside of you, that God has given you. Because remember, He doesn't give us a gift for nothing. He gives us gifts for abundance, prosperity, helping people, moving the needle, going forward, making a difference in the world. And guess what? Money comes with that. Yes, well, I already said abundance and prosperity, but that could mean anything. Right? That can mean peace, joy, calm, and all that. Everything you want in your life. But in addition to that, the icing on the cake is financial abundance and prosperity. Yep. Isn't that great? It is. So you need not worry about nothing. You just stay on your A game and just be reminded that this podcast is clean but raw, and what you hear is what you get. No editing during this Protecting My Peace series. And I might just keep it like this because at the end of the day, it works. It's working. All right. But as I said, stay focused. All right. And if you're already doing that, you're on your A game, you're bringing it. That's great. That's wonderful. I love it. But some of you are not doing it. You're all over the place. You're to and fro. And you know why? You know why some of that is? It's because, can I be honest with you? You know, I'm always honest with you. You know what I mean when I say that? It's like I'm about to go in, right? All right. So this is what I'm about to say. The reason some of you, some of us, okay, I'm using the us thing, you know, trying to be nice, and it's not me though, is because you're copycats. You copy people. And I'm not talking about doing it the great American way, where we get an idea and we make it our own, that's going to go on. There's nothing wrong with that. That's called inspiration. Taking something and being inspired by it, and then putting our stamp on it, and putting our sauce on it, and our flavor on it, and we have something called our own with our own DNA. For those of you who are doing that, you keep reinventing things, keep going. That's wonderful. I'm talking about the ones who you get an idea from someone. Nothing wrong with that. But you take that idea and you copy it almost verbatim. That's not your idea. And what's happening in your business, or lack thereof, is that it's not growing. And the reason it's not growing is because you've taken an idea yet again, and you copied it where you've lost your voice, you've lost yourself. It doesn't look like you. It doesn't look right. It doesn't feel right. You're making a square. You're trying to make a square fit into a round hole. You're trying to make a diamond fit into an octagon shape, and none of it fits because it's not you, because you keep copying people. Copy God. When we copy God, we won't go wrong. So what you're doing is setting you back, and you're miserable, and you're frustrated, and you're discouraged, and you want to give up. Excuse me. And the reason you want to give up is because you're not in your zone. You're not. And you're going to continue feeling those emotions, because that's what happens when you're trying to be everybody else. When you find something, you see something, you're like, oh, wonderful. Oh my gosh, I'm going to start using that. It's ridiculous. You're not on target. Your business is all over the place. When people follow you, they're like, what is he or she talking about now? You understand what I'm saying? And as a result of that, it seems like every time you go forward, you're taking two steps back. Which you are, because it's not you. If you will just give yourself a chance and stay with that one thing long enough to start leveraging it, it will start producing fruit, targeted fruit for you. Just one thing. That's it. Stop comparing yourself to other people, to other entrepreneurs. It's crazy what you're doing. And you know I'm talking to you, whoever you are. And I've come to tell you that God has much more than that for you. Okay? I'm not saying you can't do a lot of the things you're doing, long as you make them your own. But it might not be for now. God is not going to give us a whole bunch of things to work with. That's just scatterbrain. Okay? God is a strategic, focused God. He knows exactly what he's doing. And when you tap into what he has for your life, you will know what he's doing too. And you won't be trying to copy everybody. So what I'm saying is, you got to believe in yourself more than you are. And you have to stay with one thing for at least a year. And that you are leveraging, cultivating, nourishing that gift, and you are creating at least one major signature product. One. And everywhere you go, you talk about that product, you talk about what you're doing, and you are on brand. Okay? So, I might talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. Maybe, but I've come to encourage you to give yourself a chance. Stop being so hard on yourself. Stop thinking that you're missing God. You're not missing God. God is missing you, though, because he doesn't know what the heck you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. All right. So come in love. You know, I get a little animated. You know that. If you've been listening to this podcast long enough, you know I get a little animated. That's who I am. You know that. But you know I'm loving. Yes, I am. Anyway, thank you for listening to the podcast. Thank you for being so diligent and focused and loyal and showing up for yourself. I love that. That's paying off for you too, by the way. Yes, so keep going. Keep going. And you know what I do, guys. I'm Sharon, the Faith Coach. Coach, right? And I help emerging and aspiring business women, entrepreneurs, faith-based, use their God-given gift to do what? To gain financial freedom so they can help people, family, friends, the community, volunteering, giving things away, charging things as well. There's nothing wrong with that, okay? And remember, we are using our gifts to make the world a better place. That is what it's about. Okay? All right. And SharonsHeart.com. You can find everything there. Book your coaching call so you can build that business, y'all. Okay. Sharon the Faith Coach. Sharon the Faith Coach. Out. Talk to you tomorrow.